Welcome to IP Management Voice, the podcast spotlighting leading minds in IP and IP management. This series supports the IP Business Academy's call for subject matter experts to share insights, foster reflection, and strengthen the global IP system. Join the conversation via our newsletter and explore cutting-edge content on D-Plex. The content featured in this episode on soft skills and intellectual property management comes from Maria Boitsova-Winans.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping into something really interesting. Intellectual property.
Right, IP.
But probably not the side of IP you immediately think of. You know, patents, legal battles, all that dense technical stuff.
Yeah, that's the usual picture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Super technical, very legal focused.
Mm.
A bit intimidating, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But our source material for this dive, it's mainly from a great interview with Maria Boitsova-Winans, an IP strategist. From the IP Business Academy, it throws up this, well, kind of surprising idea.
Which is?
That the things we often call soft skills are becoming incredibly important, maybe even the most important thing in IP right now.
And she doesn't frame them as just, you know, nice extras. The argument is that these soft skills, they might actually be the hardest asset.
Hardest to master, hardest to find, and the most valuable.
Precisely. The real differentiator in your IP toolkit.
Okay, so our mission here, for you listening, is to unpack why. Why are things like communication, empathy, just basic people skills becoming so central to succeeding in IP, and how you can maybe start thinking about developing them yourself?
Yeah, and this isn't just like academic theory. The source ties it directly to practical success, how you actually get things done in this really complex field.
Right. Okay, let's get into it.
So where do we start? Traditionally, IP careers are built on that technical foundation.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You got to know patent law, trademarks, licensing inside out. Those are the hard skills, no question.
And the source definitely agrees those are foundational. Can't skip that.
Yeah.
But the big message coming through is that these other skills, the soft skills, are really rising in importance, maybe even becoming more important in some ways.
And there's actual evidence for this shift.
Well, yeah. You see it reflected in the industry itself. The source mentions, for instance, major conferences like the CIP-IP Business Talks. They're apparently introducing a dedicated soft track for the first time.
Alongside the usual hard track.
Exactly. That's a pretty clear signal, isn't it? That the profession is recognizing this need.
And Maria Boitsova-Winans, her perspective seems key here. Her background sounds pretty relevant.
Oh, definitely. It mentions she started way back in high school writing a thesis on know-how.
Wow. Early interest.
Right. And that interest in sort of intangible value just grew. She blended law, business studies, IP practice, and she calls herself an IP translator.
I like that, IP translator.
It really captures it, doesn't it? It's not just about knowing the legal code. It's about understanding the client's business, their market, what really motivates them. That ability to see it from different angles, that's the soft skill right there.
And she puts it very simply in the source, something like
that. Yeah, that great quote. If they don't understand you, they don't trust you.
If they don't trust you, they won't work with you.
Boom. That's it. It cuts right to the chase.
Mm.
IP, fundamentally, is a people's business.
Doesn't matter how brilliant the invention is or how big the brand.
Exactly. Your success hangs on connecting with people. You've got inventors. You've got marketing folks. You've got the C-suite. They all speak different languages.
Yeah.
You know? Different priorities, different ways of thinking.
And the IP pro has to be the bridge, the translator.
That's the job.
So what does that look like, practically speaking? Day to day.
Well, the source points to a few key things Maria really stresses, like empathetic listening.
Not just hearing, but understanding the feeling behind the words.
Yeah, getting the underlying worry or the ambition or the fear, and then using clear, simple language, ditching the jargon.
Which is harder than it sounds sometimes.
Oh, totally. And really trying to stand in the client's shoes. What are their business needs, their constraints? What keeps them up at night? Maria apparently pushes back on calling these soft skills, because for her, this is actually the hardest part.
Making the complex simple, the intangible tangible.
Exactly. Making it real and relevant for someone who isn't living and breathing IP law 247.
That connects to another point in the source, this idea of the double hurdle for IP professionals. That sounds unique.
It really is quite distinct. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. If your accounts are a mess, you know you need an accountant, right?
Right. Or if you need a bridge built, you call an engineer.
Exactly. But with IP, often the first hurdle is just convincing the potential client that IP matters at all. that it's even relevant to their business success.
Before you even get to why you are the right person to help them with it.
Precisely. That's the second hurdle. You have to sell the concept of IP value first, then sell yourself.
Because clients aren't walking in asking for, I don't know, a perfectly worded patent claim.
Not usually, no. They care about outcomes.
Yeah.
Can I launch this product? Is my brand protected? Can I stop competitors from copying me? Can I get an edge? It's about the business results.
So you have to like flip the conversation.
That's the phrase used. Stop selling the tool, the patent, the trademark, and start selling the benefit, the solution to their problem.
And that takes
communication, persuasion, storytelling even. You need those skills to build understanding, build trust, and get them over both hurdles.
Okay, so if these skills are so vital, especially for dealing with people, when should you start working on them? The source had a pretty blunt answer for Maria on this.
Huh? Yes, it did. When asked when to start developing soft skills, she apparently said, sort of jokingly but also seriously, kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Her point being, look, the hard skills, the legal knowledge, the technical expertise, they're the absolute foundation. Non-negotiable. But they're just not enough anymore on their own.
You can be brilliant, but if you can't communicate the value
or build rapport or persuade someone, your impact is limited. So yeah, the argument is start cultivating these skills early and continuously, even as a junior person. Practice explaining things clearly. Practice presenting. Practice engaging with different stakeholders.
Which brings us to another really big theme from the source, clarity. It's presented as absolutely mission critical.
Oh, massively. And Maria's take on it is interesting. It's not just about making sure others understand you. Clear communication actually helps structure your own thinking.
How so?
She says something like, if your message is clear, your brain is clear.
Huh. I like that. If you can explain it simply, you truly get it yourself.
Exactly. And the source offers some practical tips here. Things like practice explaining a complex IP issue to someone totally outside the field.
Like the classic explain it to your grandmother's test.
Sort of, yeah. Ooh. Or record yourself presenting and then watch it back. See where you ramble, where you could be clearer. Make simplification a habit, not dumbing down, but cutting to the core.
And that's crucial now with everyone's short attention spans and all the digital noise.
Absolutely essential. You've got seconds to make your point. You need to be clear, concise, and compelling just to cut through.
Talking about digital noise, the source also touches on how things like LinkedIn and YouTube have changed the game for professional communication and, well, personal branding and IP.
Yeah, everyone has these tools now, right? You can build a profile, put content out there. But the question is it effective?
Is it adding value?
Right. Maria warns against the kind of low-value posts she calls the I am at INTA drinking a martini updates.
Okay, seen a few of those.
We all have. They don't really communicate expertise or offer anything useful. The advice is to be much more strategic. Think like a content creator, but rooted in your expertise.
So understand who you're trying to reach online.
Yes. What are their problems, their questions? And then consistently share content that shows how you can help solve those problems.
There's a mantra mentioned.
Clarity plus consistency. Credibility. That's her formula for building a meaningful digital presence. It's not about broadcasting your movements. It's about consistently showing up with valuable insights. That's how you build trust and demonstrate who you are professionally.
Okay, let's try and pull some of these threads together. What are the absolute must-have soft skills that Maria specifically highlights in the source?
All right, so there's a list of essentials. First, empathic listening. We touched on that, hearing the meaning behind the words.
Got it.
Then clarity in communication. Obvious but crucial. Cutting complexity, speaking the client's language.
Uh-huh.
Negotiation and mediation skills. Super important for finding common ground, reframing conflicts, guiding people to solutions, especially when things get tense.
Makes sense.
Adaptability and emotional intelligence. Being able to, you know, read the room, adjust your style, stay calm when things get heated.
Okay.
Leadership and team dynamics. Even if you work alone, you're often leading clients through complex processes or maybe leading projects or even shaping thinking in the field.
Right. Leadership isn't just managing reports.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And finally, marketing and personal branding. Knowing your audience.
Yeah.
Tailoring how you present yourself and your value. Building that credibility over time.
And she suggests ways to actually develop these.
Yeah, practical stuff like taking mediation training, great for negotiation and listening skills. Or getting feedback on recorded presentations helps with clarity and impact. Active learning, basically.
The source also mentioned something intriguing, the psychology of IP. What's that about?
Yeah, that sounds like a deeper dive. It's about moving beyond just how to communicate to understanding why people react the way they do to IP issues.
Like cognitive biases and things like that.
Exactly. Understanding the mental shortcuts, the emotional filters that influence how people perceive risk or value or opportunity related to IP. It's about recognizing these things can unconsciously sway decisions.
So knowing that helps the IP professional how?
Well, the idea is if you understand these underlying psychological factors, you can frame your advice more effectively. You can anticipate potential resistance or misunderstandings. You can communicate in a way that resonates better and is ultimately more persuasive.
So more effective in client meetings, boardrooms.
Precisely. Giving you tools to navigate the human element more effectively.
And the source mentions Maria also works directly with people as a thinking partner.
Yeah, it sounds like a very personalized approach. Going beyond just talks or articles, acting as a sounding board, a mentor almost.
Helping people work through specific challenges.
Right. Strategic planning, role playing, difficult conversations, that kind of thing. Really practical hands-on help with building these skills in real-world scenarios.
And who uses this? Is it just for juniors?
No. The source says it's a whole range. From junior analysts finding their feet to very experienced attorneys looking to refine their approach. It's described as thinking in partnership.
It's focusing on that messy human side of IP.
That's the phrase used, yeah. Helping professionals navigate the relationships and communication challenges that underpin all the technical and legal work.
Okay, so wrapping this up then, the core message from the source really seems to be that these soft skills, they're not optional anymore.
Not at all. They are the key differentiators.
Right.
They're what make you effective beyond just knowing the rules.
They build trust, make complex things understandable, help you connect. Basically, they drive success.
And the advice is clear. It's a long game, as Maria puts it. You don't become a master communicator overnight. But the key is to just start.
Start before you're ready.
Yep. Don't wait for perfection. Just start practicing.
Because the more you practice explaining, listening, adapting, the more valuable you actually become in this field.
Your value isn't just what you know technically. It's increasingly about how well you connect, communicate that knowledge, and help others understand and act on it.
So here's a final thought for you to chew on, especially thinking about how AI and tech tools are getting better at some of the technical IP tasks.
Uh-huh.
How might those uniquely human skills, the empathy, the ability to navigate tricky relationships, understanding those psychological biases we talked about, how might they become even more critical, maybe the most important differentiator in the future of IP? And maybe think about it for yourself. What's one soft skill from our discussion today that you could focus on developing starting, say, this week?
Lots to think about there. We hope this deep dive gave you some useful perspectives to consider for your own work or interests.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.